His Mishnah, and then he used his own Mishnayos, which he put into this final form that we have today. And therefore, there are certain people who are the teachers of the Jewish people, who, you know, there are 20, 30 people who, those 20, 30 people are the chain of Jewish tradition. The Rambam from his generation counts 40, 42 till the generations, till the time of Torah. We could count till our time. But in terms of central people, there were a limited amount. But Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, is one of those personages who, through his own great efforts, was able to communicate the entire Torah to all of the Jewish people for all ages in a manner that is not frozen, but in a manner that retains its creativity. If you'll think about it, it's an enormous literary feat. It is something that has been rarely, if ever, matched in the annals of human history, that such a thing could be done, and especially we're talking about a law book. We are not talking about creative poetry or prose or a style or literature. We're talking about a law book. And there's very little as dry and as uninteresting and as lacking in creativity as a law book. And yet, you will see that the effect of the Mishnah has been just the opposite, to stir up the juices and not to freeze them, to make them to make it current and to make it popular. So now we will therefore be able to proceed to begin the discussion regarding the generation of the early Amoroyim. Until now we've discussed Tanoim. With the death of Rebbe, the period of the Tanoim ends, and it will be followed by the period of the Amoroyim, of whom we'll have five generations until the end of the Talmud, the Babylonian Talmud, and then this entire phase of Jewish history will be completed and we'll be able to go on. One last point, again, regarding Rabbi Chiyo, whom I mentioned, the author of the Brises. The Talmud tells us that if the Torah were forgotten, Rabbi Chiyo said he would be able to restore it. The Talmud tells us that he said he would go out and he would plant seeds and raise flax and cut down the flax and dry it and make nets out of it, and with the nets he would capture deer, and he would then skin the hide off the deer and give the meat away to the poor. You notice that you have to always take care of the poor, even while you're aiming towards nobler ideas. He would feed the meat to the poor. He would take the hides and make scrolls out of them, parchment. He would write the five books of Moses. He would find five Jewish children. He would teach each one book, and then tell them to teach each other. And that way the Torah would be preserved. And Rebbe said, when he heard it, Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi said, Kama gdoli maaseh Chiyo, how great Rebbe Chiyo's actions are. That's the way Torah is built. That's the way the Jewish people are preserved. So in their story and in their life and in their history is the preservation and the secret of Jewish survival till today. No class next week. None.
And the following
week is Pesach, Baruch Hashem. The week afterwards. It's 2 weeks from today.